各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello, I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe. So, Yang Chen, I was looking at our website for American Cafe, and I think we have a problem.
我们的网页有问题，我觉得挺好的。
Well, it's okay, but I thought we could find better artwork.Don't you? I mean, our website is just not very artistic.
哎呀，网页只要实用就好了，要那么花哨干什么？
A good website does more than just work. It has to be kind of like a work of art.
Art, 艺术。我觉得电脑是个科学工具，根本没必要弄那些华而不实的东西。
Art,
科学。
Art,
科学。
Okay, let's not argue.Hey, I have an idea. Let's talk to our friend Erica. You remember Erica, don't you?
没错，我还记得 Erica, 她自己有一个网页设计公司。
Web design is very much an art and a science. It's both together because the artistic side is pretty obvious. You need to have visual design.
See, Erica says you need to have visual design. V-I-S-U-A-L, visual.Design. D-E-S-I-G-N. Design. The way things look.
哎呀，你耐心一点嘛。我敢担保，他接下来啊，一定是要强调网页设计的科学性。
There's a very technical side to it. You experiment, you try things, you test things, they fail, they give you errors, you try again, you keep playing with it.
你看我说什么 ?Erica 也强调了，设计网页是一项技术性很强的工作。
She did say that there is a very technical side to it.
就是嘛。
Well, just hold on a minute. Let's spell technical. Technical is spelled T-E-C-H-N-I-C-A-L. Technical side to it.
So it's really that marriage between art and technical skills that are so important for website design.
Erica 刚才说的一句话很有意思啊。他说网页设计是 a marriage between art and technical skills. Marriage 这个词也可以这么用啊。
Marriage, M-A-R-R-I-A-G-E, marriage, can be used to mean a union to other things besides a spouse. Maybe the best way is to give an example. Well, like Erica said, it's really that marriage between art and technical skills. I can also say, I like that idea, but I'm not married to it. Meaning, I like the idea, but I'm not committed to it.
我想 marriage 在这里的意思呢，就是两者的结合。
Exactly. But Yang Chen, I wonder, does Erica consider herself an artist or a scientist?
对，那 Erica 认为她自己是一个艺术家呢，还是一个科学家呢？
I'm really an artist. The reason I'm doing website design is it gives me an opportunity to do art all the time, make pretty things, and show them to people, because I love an audience, too.
听起来 Erica 更像是一个艺术家而不是科学家。
Erica considers herself an artist. She likes making pretty things and showing them to people, and she loves an audience. Sounds like an artist to me.
以前我倒是从来没有从艺术的角度来看待网页设计。
A website is not just art that you hang up in your house, like a painting. It's art that the whole world can see.
It works out perfectly. People actually pay me to do art. But it's not just, you know, the kind of art that you hang up in your house. It's art that the whole world can see. And it's art that's really functional and useful. And actually, I'm really proud of the functional part, too. The fact that it's very user-friendly and very useful, not just pretty to look at.
看来我真的要改变我的想法了。网页设计的确是包含着很多艺术创作的成分。你觉不觉得 Erica 的确是在艺术和科学之间找到了一个很好的平衡？她设计的网页真是又漂亮又实用。
It really sounds like Erica has found a good marriage between art and science in her web design company. So what do you think, Yang Chen? Our website needs artistic help?
也许 Erica 可以帮助我们。
Erica would love to help us.
谢谢您收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次节目再见。
Thanks for joining us on American Cafe. See you next time.